This is Big Brother.
Hello and welcome to another 10-minute episode of Me Contain. I'm Soaps.
And I'm Gander.
And today we're talking about how much reality is in reality TV.
That's right, so sit back, put your feet up. This is our 10-minute mini-cast episode brought to you by The Odd Leaf. Got them up on the screen behind us. And we want to talk about how much is in it. Like, do you watch reality TV shows?
Absolutely not. I hate the scum.
You've seen reality TV shows. Admit it. You've seen something.
Not by choice. I'd rather sit through midday TV, right?
What, the telenovas?
I'd watch Days
of Our... telenovas over...
I would watch Days of Our Liver over freaking... Really? Over reality TV.
Nah. So, I'm addicted. Hands up, me in the corner. Love reality TV shows.
All right, so to begin with, I'm going to let you throw the pros at me of why would you watch reality TV? What do you get from reality TV? And what shows do you find it in?
Total Divas.
Right.
Have you heard of Total Divas?
Now, I believe this is the female side of the wrestling.
It's the female side of the wrestling, behind the scenes, their personal lives, how they interact. And I must admit, it's not 100% scripted. These have to be put in scenarios to get the outcome. They don't all hate each other like they do in the show. Otherwise, they physically wouldn't be able to work together like
that. Yeah, exactly.
But it is still reality. It's no scripts. When they act certain ways, it's that character. It's like you and me right now.
Yeah.
We know what topic we want to talk about.
Yes.
We hit record, and then we just go.
Yes.
So we're not, you know, this is reality right now.
So you believe that May Contain is a reality TV show?
May Contain is a reality TV show.
To an extent, I like to think that, and I'm only going to throw this in there briefly as well. I admit I put on probably a minor different persona than... Yeah. While doing this, it's a very... It's an act, like... But I am like this in real life.
Yeah.
But I put it more on because we're talking to a camera or a microphone or something like that.
I guess you take it to other level.
Upper level, yeah.
Like, higher.
So, up higher.
Yeah. But the stupid thing is, I am like this.
Yes.
This is me.
I know, that's why you're like, do you want to do a podcast? I'm like, yeah, we could do that.
It's reality. But, so you... Okay, getting back to the point here... My Kitchen Rules. You seen it? You not seen it?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
You've dibble dabbled.
My mum watches stuff like this religiously. She watches everything from My Kitchen Rules, Australia's Biggest Loser, to the recent one that's only just gone into its second season.
Which one's that?
I'm a Celebrity. Freaking drown me.
I've not seen that at all, and I'm assuming that's kind of like Survivor and all, similar to...
It's nothing like Survivor.
Oh, okay.
No, they want it to look like... They want it to look like Survivor.
Okay, yeah.
But it is so scripted and ridiculous that it's just so stupid to watch. And I remember I actually told my mum how scripted these shows are.
As in you could tell what was going to happen in certain bits? Or?
I still know a guy that was on Australia's Biggest Loser. Right.
Okay.
He actually got thrown off the show.
Oh.
Right? I won't say any name. No.
Getting the inside scoop,
right?
Yeah.
And he actually got thrown off the show. No names, but if you remember back in about season 5 or something like that, don't try and remember. Because we're going to be here all
Cozzy! It's Cozzy! Is it Cozzy?
No. No, this is not the celebrity one. Just regular.
Okay.
Right? And he got thrown off the show.
Yeah.
And I actually worked with the guy. And what ended up happening was, he told me that they go through everything.
Yeah.
Right, and the show's real and stuff like that. But what happens is when they do the events, if they're doing like the rowing, that boat, that's on a rope. Some people are on the end.
Bullshit.
Right? True, to pull them
Bullshit.
Along. Nah, he goes, because they physically can't do that, so they'll get help and
but,
doing that.
But they're still strenuously doing activity, so they're not lying.
No.
They're exercising.
They are exercising.
Just not to the extent what they make it believe.
No, absolutely not. And all the stuff where they're like at the end of a challenge or something like that, and they're like, oh, I didn't think it was going to be that hard. Oh, I didn't like the way Melissa did this and stuff like that. I hope she gets the sack or whatever the hell they say on there.
Yeah.
All of that isn't recorded till end season. End season, they do all of that.
And that's what I think someone has told me once, and I really hope I don't ruin reality TV show, especially the shows that people get voted out. No, I can.
I'm about to
ruin it. Is normally, like you said, they get them back in.
Yes.
So the person that gets voted out is normally wearing the same outfit doing the thing of what they wore when they got voted out, because they'd get voted out, they'd get pulled to the one side, get the cameras in their face like that, and then they record it.
Yeah.
And then they edit that in later. So whoever's wearing something different didn't get voted out that
way. Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. I've heard that.
No, that's the way they do it. Yeah. The only thing I actually really got out of reality TV ever was probably Big Brother. And that's when it first came out.
I loved Big Brother.
Only because, again, it can be scripted in certain ways and stuff like
that. Yeah, yeah. Events that happen. They
can make things look however they want. Yeah. But at the end of the day, they're just stuffing, 15 people in a house. And then they're going, cool, we're going to play The Sims without... Yeah. You know, without actually controlling them.
It is very similar to that, actually.
And that's exactly what it's all about.
One of my favourite reality TV shows, and I can guarantee you this was not scripted, was called The Colony.
Really?
Yes, yeah. So basically, it is very similar. They get a certain amount of people, throw them into a scenario, but this is a post-apocalyptic scenario.
You know what? Through my head, I'm like, is this a show about ants?
I hate ants, first of all! If there's ants anywhere in here, I will kill them.
We did find ants in here.
And basically, in The Colony, it's so unscripted, they had to take it off the air. Why'd they take it off the air, Soaps?
I haven't watched The Colony.
There was a death on the show.
They couldn't hear.
No, like... death. Like, they murdered... No, they didn't murder someone. But, okay, so the whole point of The Colony, and watch it, because it is amazing, is they get a group of people and they put them to extreme events in a post-apocalyptic situations. Then they'll get marauders that will come in and physically push them. They have to sign a waiver because they get into fights.
Yeah, right.
And I think it's something to do with the psychological standpoint that if you're in that environment for so long, it becomes real in your head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the contestants, after a couple of weeks, it becomes real. The thing that they're fighting over, which is like, I don't know, a bag of rice, becomes life or death. Like, they need that rice.
Yeah.
I will kill for that rice. And season two got really violent, like people hitting each other with poles and things like that. And I was like, halfway through season three, something happened. I don't know, because they just cut it.
They're like, yeah, stop.
Yeah,
stop
someone, someone died. Someone died.
Yeah, right.
Scary. On reality TV show. Not scripted, because if it was, we'd see him on the street.
But the thing is, though, I don't feel that's reality TV. That is not... Sorry, the apocalypse is not a reality. That is putting people that is putting people in a situation.
Yeah.
Right? And freaking them out to... It's like Saw.
But what is reality, then? Like, is in... Because I guess reality... In the persona of reality TV, it's something that's unscripted.
Yeah, okay. Do you know what reality TV could probably be?
What?
Cribs...
Cribs?
Pimp My Ride. Right?
Well, it is.
No shit, it is.
Yeah.
Because it's like, these things actually happen.
Yeah.
People do up
the
cars.
Tattoo shows?
People do live in houses.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, that's why I'm like, Big Brother's the closest thing, but you're still locked in somewhere. You're not getting away from that.
Yeah.
But like, putting people in a post-apocalyptic situation, that's not a reality. That's not happening now.
Yeah.
Right?
You sort of just have to, and that's the thing, like, you can only tell in some shows what's spontaneous and what's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why when it comes down to, like, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
Or Australia's Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
They're not reality. Like, yeah,
because you can see sometimes the motions before they act.
Because my reality is I don't go out there, grab six large people and stuff them in a boat and go, off you go, and go paddling. I'm like... No, that doesn't happen. You have to have a TV show for that.
I've always wanted to do... Well, I guess this is kind of reality, but I've always wanted to do a... grab people in a house, play board games, whoever loses gets voted out, and they're gone.
Do you know
they
what?
Don't come back that night. See you later. Videotape the whole thing.
Oh my God, we should do that.
Yeah, it'll be
we
cool.
Should get 10 people together, play a board game every week, and whoever loses...
Yeah.
Gets voted
it's,
out.
It's gone.
Can,
yeah.
we, can we get...
See you later. There's a taxi. Bye-bye, Soaps. And you're like, oh, but I'm kind of the host. No, see ya.
So that's it.
You're gone. Get out.
Can we get 10 people together to do that?
We can.
Do we have 10 different games?
Yes. I've got quite a large collection of board games. Or you can play other games. Doesn't have to be board. You can play video games for one round.
This could be a thing.
Yeah.
We could actually do this.
Guys, type in if you're interested. You know, hit us up. We are on the internet.
Yeah.
maycontain@outlook.com. Mm-hmm. Throw us some fan mail as well. We'll read it out on the air. Just to prove that this is a reality.
That's it. We're real.
We're not scripted.
No. Not scripted.
See that? I just kissed you.
Yeah, I know, I got that.
Weird. Weird. Guys, follow us on YouTube. You got the links provided below. That will take you everything. Thank you very much to the Oddleaf, who we still were sponsored by.
Yes, thank you very much.
Buy our merch. I've finally got the t-shirt.
Still got the jumper at the back.
Yeah, that's it. And yeah, if you want to hear us talk about a topic, definitely jump on, hit us up, and we'll try and get to it.
Absolutely, yeah. Any topics, guys, and stuff like that, even on our Twitter, @may_contain, any extra stuff on there, just throw us a link or throw us whatever on there. We're always around.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No worries, guys. Well, that's it for our 10-minute mini Monday, not Monday, but midweek, whatever, podcast. Take it easy, guys.
See you, guys. I'm Serps.
I'm Gander.
See you next time.